USC is just one of eight institutions targeted in the scheme. Prosecutors say wealthy parents paid an independent consultant who bribed testing officials, and college coaches who endorsed some applicants as athletes. A communications student from Hong Kong says if the charges are true, the scam hurts other students.
Maybe they work hard, but someone else just paid their way to get into university. I think that's a bit unfair to those who didn't get in.
And it hurt the students admitted through the scheme, says a first-year law student.
I mean, might as well spend that money on like a prep course to get in rather than just bribery. How do people think they'll get away with that? I mean, everything leaves a trail nowadays.
The scandal stretches from the Ivy League and Texas to Southern California.
Some of my friends almost felt honored that people wanted to try and cheat to get into the school.
Among the parents named in the indictment were Hollywood actresses Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman. Chinese lawyer Zili Zhou, here to study U.S. entertainment law, was impressed by the prompt response by USC's president, who said the school itself was a victim. But she says there's not enough oversight when a single coach can recommend a student for admission.
Yeah, that's a mistake. Yeah, you cannot just delay on only one. That's too easy for bribery, to be honest. Yeah, that's the thing, yeah.
Student Nathan Lau said U.S. standards are generally fair, but there is always room for corruption.
It's probably not only in here, but maybe in other countries and everywhere. So it's still a bit shocking to, because it's a big scale of scandals.
These students say it hurts the student body and reputation of the universities. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.